Alex Steben joins me now from Racing Sports. Morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
This was a decent little go on the first on Saturday. Another sin. Brett Kavanagh set the horse for the race and they got the money.
Yeah, Ledden held them at bay. Ran to a time form rating of 85 on debut. Nice big margin back to third as well. So the runner-up Lifesaver deserves mention as well. First up after bone chip surgery. Brett Kavanagh, he highlighted post-race just how good these highway handicaps are. He correctly stated that a country horse can pick off four of them and still be eligible for the country championship. So successfully doing that nets connections over 130 grand in prize money, not including Bob's bonuses. So that's some serious cash for horses racing in country restricted grade. So another sin. He'll likely head to another highway handicap at the track and trip next fortnight. And you'd think he'd be improved with some race experience under his belt now and pretty tough to beat.
Too right. It was a good run first up. Now, the first three got away from the rest, and putting the earmuffs off King Viv seems to have made a big difference.
Yeah, it was a nice win by Gelding, who's only still pretty lightly raced. Ran to a time form rating of 92, which is a clear career peak for him. The Wyong Gold Cup on September 1 sounds like his next goal. I'm sure Kim would love to win her home track cup. King Viv, he could be a value hope down on the minimum weight in a Wyong Cup. He's a benchmark 79 horse after Saturday's win, so I'd be surprised if he was carrying anything more than 53 in that race. The Wyong Cup does tend to attract some stakes-level stays, though, so he'll probably need to lift again off that 92 mark. It sounds like the Chris Waller-trained Syed is heading that way too, and he ran to 107p last start, so even with Syed giving King Viv 5 kilos, Syed still looks like the horse to beat in that Wyong Cup, so watch out for him in a couple of weeks' time, Sean.
Now, I beat him in the third. This horse has been tough. He's come back this prep, had 6 runs, 3 wins and 2 seconds. Amazing.
Up in trip, down in trip, back up in trip. It doesn't really matter, does it, for him, Sean? That was a very impressive win on Saturday, and it returned a time form rating of 109. He's going from strength to strength, despite a less than conventional campaign, and now he's proven himself up against the older horses. With the versatility he possesses, there are so many options for him. It sounds like the stable wants him racing on Magic Millions Day in January. I think they should be going there via races like the Festival Stakes and the Villiers in December, Sean.
All right, Batty Eyes, that was a good tough win, the fourth.
Yeah, so that runs netted him a time form rating of 106. He's always been a very consistent sort. There's a 1,200-metre benchmark 95 handicap for him at Rosehill in a fortnight. I think the runner-up, Den Magic, is probably the one to keep an eye on moving forward this prep. She was very good fresh. She was carrying 2 kilos more than Battlehoss and was only narrowly beaten. She's run to a time form rating of 110. And that bodes well for the rest of her prep. She should improve from the run and be better over a bit more ground too. She's a bit of a non-winner, but she is a Group 1 place getter. She placed in the Mire. Maybe this prep is the one where she nets her first black type win, and what she ran to on Saturday definitely puts her in the mix. David Pfeiffer has kicked off her prep, so she can perhaps go into the Scirocco Stakes third up and then the Golden Pendant fourth up, so definitely one to watch, Sean, moving forward.
Now, the fifth, Pharaoh, and that was a nice front-running ride by Jay Ford. Hogmanay, I thought, was a good return.
Yeah, look, there are a few runs, definitely a few of the also-rans worth keeping an eye on. But the Pharaoh, look, there was a flood of money for him late and it was justified. His second behind RB at Sanders Tarp Prior looked even better with the winner winning again in race three. The Pharaoh's run to a time form rating of 98. He's improved with each run this prep. That was his fourth run of his latest campaign. And there's benchmark 80 over 1,500 metres at Rosehill in a fortnight, which he'll probably go to. You touched on it, Sean. The place getters Hogmanay and Peacock, well worth following second up. Both would have needed that outing. They'll both be better over further this prep. Peacock, he lost his way a little in the autumn. He was gelded in his latest spell and looks back on track. He ran to a time form rating of 94 on Saturday, and his master figure is 103, which came when he won the Gothic Stakes at Caulfield as a three-year-old. So looking at that difference, he's got a few lengths up his sleeve to give deeper into this prep, Sean.
All right, now the sixth, the Rosebud, G. Minari just looks so strong going to the line, just looked powerful.
Yeah, this could prove a strong form race moving forward. The first three across the line, they all produced figures suggestive they could be players in the spring, but in particular Minari, he was hugely impressive. Ran to a time form rating of 117p. This was the eighth year the Rosebud's been run, and it was the first time a horse has eclipsed the 110 mark. Aeronautical in 2011 and Eurozone in 2013, they previously boasted the highest winning figures with 106. So first up with 117p, it would appear the world's his oyster this spring. Sean, he heads to the Golden Rose now. Siege of Quebec in Trekking, they both have upside, but it has to be said, Minari beat both of them quite decisively, despite giving them 6 kilos and 4 kilos respectively, Sean.
Yeah, that was a very impressive win there. The seventh King's Guard was a nice win. This was an interesting race with a few out of these we'll probably hear a bit more from, Mike.
It was very messy late. They raced quite tight along the fence in the straight. Out of those who were in that cluster of horses, it was Jay Ford who kept Kingsguard out of trouble best. Team Hawks, they'd really upped him in grade by quite some way on Saturday from a benchmark 85. He ran to a time form rating of 101, which is a career best for him. It's only a pound clear of his prior best run, though. He produced that in New Zealand when he ran second to a very nice type in Extravagant. Tom Melbourne and Washington Heights, they're both early nominees this season for good things beaten. I suppose the less said, the better, but it's probably worth remembering just how unlucky both of them were when they both run next and also when Kingsguard races next too, because I think with clear running passage, I think both Tom Melbourne and Washington Heights probably would have beaten Kingsguard on Saturday, Sean.
All right. The eighth event, the final race here at Illawarra, and it's good training effort by Robert and Luke Price.
Yeah, she's hit form in her past couple of runs. She's produced a time form rating of 82. Not sure what more we can expect from her. The runner-up Fats Encore, she was solid in running second, but outside of her, in that race, mares that we probably expected more from didn't produce. Gretna first up was okay after what was a pretty impressive trial win, and Slumber Party, she was disappointing off what was a solid effort to start prior off of freshen up. Probably looked the weakest race from Saturday on paper, Sean.
All right. Now, from those, the Special Missile, of course, in the last, Benton Abdullah, and this horse was impressive, winning.
He keeps improving with each run this prep, and he's had 6 runs this prep, so it's not an easy thing to do. Mm. And Saturday netted him a time form rating of 100. Improving him again so deep into a prep won't be easy, but he is thriving on racing, so you just have to find him another race.
Back with Alex Steedman from Racing and Sport. Interesting day, as you're saying, Smart Missile, good effort so far under a preparation to continue winning.
Yeah, and I suppose it's also worth mentioning a couple of the also-rans in that race, in particular Ai Manui. He's just been hitting the line so nicely in his runs this prep, but sadly, he sort of allows other horses to dictate to him just based on his racing patterns. So I'm not sure what we do with Ai Manui. He certainly has the talent there. He just keeps getting so far back in his races, Sean.
All right. Now, interesting day because you've got horses like Another Sin, who has come out and got the money first up, big effort. And then you get others like Washington Heights and a few of those that had no luck.
Yeah. So there are going to be some replays that we need to be watching for all of those who got burned on Washington Heights after he just blitzed his opposition first up. I wouldn't be dropping off him. He was attacking the line beautifully when he got into the clear late. But I think the ones that we should be honing in on are Minari. He was hugely impressive in the Rosebud, and albeit Sam too, Sean. He's just bomb-proof. It doesn't matter what race you put him in. He's going to be going to the front and giving his rivals something very tough to chase down.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Alex. Have a top week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.
Alex Steedman there from Racing and Sports, looking back at their racing from the weekend.